Good morning. Our text for our devotion this morning comes from the 6th chapter of the book of John, selected verses. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." When was the last time that you enjoyed a piece of fresh from the oven homemade bread? One of my favorite childhood memories was the smell and taste of my mom's homemade bread. I remember walking in the front door of our house after a long day of school, about 3 in the afternoon, and being overwhelmed by the aroma of this fresh homemade bread. It's such a simple thing, but it's such a delicious and tasty afternoon snack. Bread is still a common staple found in every grocery store, probably around the world. It's used in very important things like sandwiches and burgers and French toast. It's essential. Every year, millions of acres of grain are grown all over the world for the sole purpose of making bread. Bread is essential. And bread of grain is essential to everyday life, but even more so at the time of Christ. These people, these Israelites living at the time of Jesus, they needed bread. It was their main source of calories and carbohydrates. It was good for their energy. Today, in our short devotion, we're going to take a look at how, just as one is drawn into the kitchen by the smell and the fresh aroma of fresh from the oven bread, so too we are drawn to the bread of life. In the context for this chapter 6 of John, comes right after Jesus had performed his miracle of feeding the 5,000. You probably remember the account. We know that there was probably more than 5,000. There was 5,000 men, plus women and children. So probably over 10,000 people outside the Galilean city of Capernaum, Jesus fed all these people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. The crowd, after this miracle, attempted to take Jesus and make him their king. Jesus departed from them. The next morning, the morning of our text, the crowd finds Jesus in the synagogue outside of Capernaum. Presumably, they were looking for breakfast. They wanted more. Jesus begins his bread of life discourse, telling them that whoever believes in him will never hunger nor thirst. Imagine yourself being present that day in the city of Capernaum in that synagogue, just as you're all sitting here right now, listening to Jesus speak about being the bread of life and promising that all who come to him will find comfort and eternal life. What kind of reaction do you think you would have to your promised Messiah telling you these things that day? Perhaps you'd cry. I think I might. Perhaps you would fall to your knees in shock with your mouth hanging open. Perhaps you would cry out in cheers of happiness. But what do the Jews do? They grumble. They say, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" What a letdown that must have been. What a bummer. How could they not see? How could they not get it? Why were they not ecstatic? But before we judge them too harshly, remember who these people were. Many of them knew Jesus. They knew his parents. Many of them had probably grown up with Jesus. Jesus, his village of Nazareth, was not far from there. He had grown up as the carpenter's son, and now here he was, standing in front of these people, proclaiming himself to be the prophesied Messiah. It was a stumbling block to them. They literally couldn't get over it. They would trip over that fact time and time again. And also remember what had just happened the day before. The day before, they'd seen Jesus feed probably over 10,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They were hungry. They were acting selfish. They were probably desperate. They had seen Jesus work his great miracle, and they wanted more. They lost sight of what was truly important. In the moment, they did not care about the bread of life. They just cared about bread made from grain. How often do we have that same reaction? You see, our sinful flesh doesn't really care about the things that really matter. Our sinful flesh only looks out for number one. We find ourselves falling into that same temptation of grumbling that those Galilean Jews did. We say things like, "Lord, we don't need your promises right now. We just want our problems solved. Why won't you make things better for me? Why won't you find a way out of this homework for me or this responsibility? Why won't you make my sports team win? Why won't you just come down from heaven and show yourself? Why won't you just give us bread made from grain?" When we catch ourselves thinking this way, we need to remember how Jesus handled it with these Jews. He didn't mince words. He said, "Do not grumble among yourselves." He stomps out those sinful thoughts of selfishness and self-pity, just like we should when we catch ourselves drifting that way. Jesus goes on, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." That word "draw" in the Greek literally means to drag or to pull. What a wonderful picture that is. For we know that because of our inborn sinful flesh, we do not come willingly to the bread of life, to the Word of God, to Jesus. The Father has to drag us. And what a powerful picture that is. Through the means of grace, the gospel as it's found in word and sacraments, the Father draws us through the work of His Holy Spirit to the bread of life. In our own sin, we're like a helpless, starving person. And when shown that bread, our first reaction is to spit it out. Yet the Father, in His love and mercy, drags us to Jesus, the bread of life. We know that we, the elect, the chosen, we don't get what we sinfully desire. Instead, we get what we so desperately need. Just as the grain and that bread is essential to sustaining human life, so the bread of life, Jesus Christ, is absolutely essential for eternal life. In the last few verses of our text, Jesus gives his listeners the example of the manna given to the Israelites wandering in the Old Testament wilderness. You probably remember that account. The Lord had sent the 10 plagues to free the Israelites from Egypt, and they were led by Moses to the Promised Land and ended up wandering 40 years in the wilderness. They were also hungry and desperate. And the Lord provided for them by sending manna, literal bread from heaven, to feed them every day. Jesus' point is that not even the manna from heaven was enough to give the Israelites eternal life. It sustained them for a time, but it could not save their souls. Jesus is not that manna from the Old Testament. In his own words, he tells us, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Because of the Father drawing us to faith, we can be confident that eternal life is ours through Jesus Christ, through his perfect life and his innocent death. Matthew 28:20, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Through faith, we are encouraged to continue to go to the bread of life every day, knowing that it will continue to sustain and strengthen our faith and quench the hunger of doubt and worries. Well, remember that fresh bread, fresh from the oven, taste and smell. What a wonderful picture of the essential bread of life, Jesus Christ, Him being the ultimate antidote to our hunger. We have been drawn, dragged, pulled to that freely given bread of life. We can go without grumbling, confident that our sins have been forgiven and our biggest problem is solved. We can go with an appetite, knowing that we continue to receive the bread of life through the Word of God, which feeds, sustains, and strengthens us through church and chapel worship, Bible study, and religion class. We are drawn to, and we have eaten, of the bread of life. Because of that, eternal life is ours through Christ. We'll sing about that drawing and dragging and pulling in the words of hymn 701, verses 1 and 4. 701, 1 and 4.